mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, 8 minutes into the second hour of this worldwide Wednesday broadcast. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I know we've got callers patiently holding to talk about the announcement by John Poindexter that he wants to bet and gamble on soldiers and American lives as well as global leaders. They claim that they have terminated the program. I don't buy it for a second from past DARPA activities. A bunch of news from around the world, satellite tracking boxes in your cars, plans to tax you with them. We're talking about mainstream news, folks. As governments move to do this, it's all coming up. We're honored to have Howard Kaloogian, the chairman of the Recall Ray Davis Committee, on the show. And on Infowars.com, we have a big link to the Recall Davis official website. They've been very successful. The governor has basically had people threatened, had his minions threaten people, tried to stop it. They implied that it might be illegal or seditious to try to have a recall. I can't think of anything better in our republic than recalling an open border promoting, gun grabbing, energy speculating creature like Governor Davis. The problem is, are we going to get a neocon like Schwarzenegger, or are we going to get some other Democrat winning, or will a Michael Savage throw it by running as an independent? Let's go ahead and go to Howard Kaloogian. Good to have you on the show, sir.
Thank you very much, Alex. It's good to be with you today.
You bet. Tell us a little bit about yourself, the zenith of this, how you started it, what the process has been like, and where we're going, and how you see this breaking down.
Well, quickly about me, I'm an attorney, but don't hold it against me. I sought honest employment as a politician. And I was elected to the California State Assembly in 94. Term limits kicked me out in 2000. And I'm working currently with a college doing estate planning. And I saw that the state was going in the wrong direction in just about every category. If you look at traffic to taxes or water or energy,
your bond rating is about what Mexico's is now.
Yes, everything's going in the wrong direction. We're headed towards bankruptcy. Our bond rating has been reduced three times recently. We're at the bottom in education, and everybody's ranking either 50th or next to last. We have the worst fiscally managed government, according to the USA Today newspaper polling. Everything's going wrong here in this state. And so Gray Davis is the governor. He's in charge of the administration. He's the head of his party. His party fully owns the state offices as well as are firmly in majorities in the Senate and in the lower house, the Assembly. And so he's the person who should be held accountable for this. And we want to send them a message through this recall that business as usual has to change.
Now, you got over 1.5 million signatures. They threw out 300,000, but you still had well over the amount you needed.
Right. We needed 900,000 signatures. And they verified 1.35 million out of 1.65 million that we submitted to them. However, even after that, signatures have continued to come in because, you know, the cutoff date was September 2nd, that we could have gone all the way out to September 2nd and gathered signatures. And currently we have over 2 million signatures in hand, but we're not turning any more in because it's already qualified. The election has been called.
Now, Governor Davis has had his Larikinkista folks calling for revolution and breaking up the U.S. He's had his minions on TV basically energizing the illegal aliens to go steal this election. But let's cover that last. If we can, let's talk about the process now. You've got the signatures. What's going to develop? How is this going to work? How does the process work? How do candidates get involved or get their names on the ballot? What are we going to see happen?
Well, the deadline to get your name on the ballot is August 9th.
And how does that work?
And it's the same requirements as getting your name on the ballot for a primary. if you wanted to run for governor, which is you file a fee of $3,500 and you find 65 people to sign nominating papers, and your name is on the ballot. And that's the same qualifications as running for governor in a primary. However,
you also have to live in the state, right?
Yes, technically. I guess you have
to live
in the state.
Well, I'm going to run for governor, okay?
Well, you know,
I'm joking. That's a joke.
You would certainly be better than this guy we've got. In fact, I'd rather take somebody out of the phone book and
exactly.
Put him in the mansion than this guy. But frankly, the question, the ballot is twofold. There are two questions on the ballot. First question, shall Gray Davis be removed or recalled from the office of governor, yes or no? And then assuming that 50% plus one vote yes, then the second question would apply, and that is, who among the following list of candidates should replace him? And
now, this is only the second time in the last 100 years this has happened.
That's correct. The first time was in North Dakota, and so that really doesn't count. But nonetheless, it's been on the books here since 1911 in California, and it's been attempted 32 times before. Every governor since the 60s, including Ronald Reagan and Jerry Brown and George Duke Majan and Pete Wilson, every governor has had a recall effort begun against him. Not once has it ever gotten to the point of actually making the ballot, because never before have we had a governor this bad taking us to the brink of bankruptcy.
Hey, I tell you, it's getting pretty close in Arizona with conservatives going after McCain.
Yes, well, that could be, but I'm not familiar enough with that situation.
But you're
right.
This is very historical, and for those that just joined us, we're honored to have Howard Kaloogian. He is the chairman of the Recall Gun Grabber Davis Committee. This is the governor that runs TV ads saying, turn your guns in or else. I mean, he is a monster, folks. The Sacramento Bee reported that he would buy power for $137 a megawatt and sell it back to the power producers for a dollar. I mean, this guy, in the evidence we have, is basically a mafia chief. What is Davis trying to do, Mr. Kaloogian, to stop what you're doing, or does he have a prayer in this? What do you see developing?
Well, every poll puts him at about 20% support, and that's not enough. And so what he's doing is he's not defending himself by defending his record. He's defending himself by attacking others, saying in typical style that he's used in every campaign before, that the other guy that might face him on the ballot is really terrible, and that his own chief virtue is that he's not the other guy. And then he attacks, of course, the recall process itself. So he doesn't like democracy, apparently, because he doesn't like this idea that the people, that the peasants...
Well, he's already thrown out other referendums in the state by the majority of the citizens. So he shows that he has this dictatorial stripe down the middle of his back. So either Davis stays, or they then vote to have a new election, and then it's just everybody is thrown into a giant free-for-all? I mean, how does that process work?
No, it's all on the same day. On October 7th, we will have both questions. Shall Gray Davis be removed, as well as who shall replace him? So in one ballot, you will determine both items.
So it may not even... So people are going to be voting for who they want to replace him, or you only vote on one or the other?
No, you vote on both. You vote on both.
Okay, so the second question of who replaces him doesn't even get answered, or doesn't even matter if they tally the votes and it shows that Davis stays. But
yes,
I guess
right.
That'll still be released of who would have gotten elected if Davis wouldn't have gotten removed. I'm confused.
Yeah, that's probably right. They will tally all of the ballots for both questions at the same time. However, unless the first question is answered by a majority of Californians is yes, then it doesn't matter who gets the most number of votes on the second part of the ballot.
Okay, who do you favor to win? The state rep Issa, who has a more conservative record, or an Arnold Schwarzenegger, kind of a neocon? I mean, who are you leaning towards?
The congressman's name is Issa.
Issa, yeah.
And he is from the San Diego area, as am I. And he had the vision to see the need for the recall, and he provided the leadership to get it finished. The volunteer effort was significant, but it was not able on its own to finish up the job.
Well, he's now being attacked, and obviously he's a lot better than Arnie and the rest of these guys.
Yes, and I would be supporting Congressman Issa. However, I don't think Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to run. And even if he did, he'd have to answer the questions as to what does he plan to do. And he won't have a plan because he really doesn't understand the process very well. But frankly, that's a question that all the candidates are going to have to answer. Senator McClintock has been there a long time, and he's got several ideas. Congressman Issa brings all the business experience that he has in building up a very successful business to bear on the problem, and that will be very useful.
I've just read the articles and had conservative activists on from the state. They say that that the congressman you're mentioning has a conservative record. I mean, Arnold's pro-abortion, anti-gun, and obviously, from studying the guy, he doesn't have a lot of political smarts. Also, he's got a lot of skeletons in his closet, literally. And is something that I don't think we want to have. What about a Mr. Weiner running? Wouldn't he basically? I mean, what would happen if wouldn't Mr. Savage, the alias, wouldn't he pull the more conservatives to vote for him, but not win, and then you end up getting one of the liberals winning?
I don't think so. I'm not concerned about Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't think he's going to run. And I don't know this other person that you're mentioning, Mr.
Michael
Weiner.
Savage. You've never heard of Michael Savage?
Oh, Michael Savage? Oh, he's not going to run. That's kind of silly.
So you think that's a stunt then?
Oh, I think so. It's something where we're going to have dozens and dozens and dozens of people who are going to pull papers, and many of them are going to pay the filing fee.
Tell you what, one more quick segment. I know you're very busy, Howard, but stay there. I got a few other questions about this race that's coming up, the tactics, and what does it mean for the rest of the country. We'll be right back. Hello.
Thank you.
All right, folks.
I got a star.
Howard Kalugian, he's the guy that started with Daryl Issa, if I can pronounce that right, the congressman there in California, started the recall. And Daryl Issa, from the evidence I've seen in the conservative gun groups we've had on this show, and people who are against the open borders and are for sovereignty, they say Issa is the guy to go with. They have this Reardon fellow who was the mayor of that city of Los Angeles, Los Angeles, and this guy gave money to Gray Davis. Howard was just telling me during the break, and it looks like from the L.A. Times, the San Francisco Chronicle, that he's already been dubbed the darling. How do we stop them from pushing him as the savior here, and how do we get a Daryl Issa elected?
Well, you know, it's interesting that the newspapers are all scrambling to try to defend their endorsement from the last election cycle because they were all behind Gray Davis at that time. And here it is now, they're coming out against the recall, and if the recall works, they're going to come out for somebody who is similar to Davis. And, of course, that's where Mayor Reardon comes in. Reardon is talking about running for governor, but he's not sure if he's a Republican or an independent in this election. And I got news for you. If you don't know that you're a Republican, you're not.
So what are the tactics, you say, if the recall succeeds or if it goes forward? Davis is walking around like a crab all different directions, saying he's going to try different tactics. Can he stop it now from going to the ballot?
No, I don't think so. In fact, his big argument is that it costs a lot of money to have an election. You know,
Alex,
this is the first time I've ever heard Gray Davis say he's against spending. That's why we're in this mess of being close to bankruptcy, because he can't say no to spending. But here, allowing people to have their will, that he's against, because it might kick him out of office for the first time.
Well, and again, as you said, he has a history with the Prop 187 and others of just throwing it out. He doesn't care what the people have called for and what's constitutional.
Yeah, that's right. He thinks that it's too expensive to allow people to hold him accountable, but I'll tell you, we spend that much money in 3 hours here in California. And so it's really not much money at all compared to the $38 billion deficit, compared to the $100 billion we spend in our budget annually. And so to fix the problem and to allow our education system to begin to improve, to fix the problems on the freeways by actually building more freeways.
What about recalling and removing some of these gun laws you've got in your state, or controlling that border, or throwing the illegals off welfare. Is that something that the more conservative candidates are going to do?
Well, you know what? It's going to be difficult to address some of the basic issues to begin with. But frankly, sending a message to the ruling of business as usual can no longer continue, that they must begin to acknowledge the people's will in some of these things, is something that is very important as part of the message that gets sent by the recall.
Okay, when are they going to have the recall election again?
The election is October 7th. And it will consist of two questions. Shall Gray Davis be removed? Yes. And secondly, who among the following list of candidates should be the next governor? And
now,
the next governor takes office the next day at 12 o'clock.
All right, last question. Are there any polls out there, and are they reputable polls that you have seen to be accurate in the past? And if so, what are those polls showing? Who right now would win this runoff election?
Yes, there are polls out there, and the most reputable of them all agree that Gray Davis is toast, to quote Nancy Pelosi, the congresswoman from San Francisco. The idea here is that we no longer have confidence in Gray Davis, and when you ask the question, do you have confidence that Gray Davis can fix the problems that California has, only 9% support him.
Okay, but who do they have polls out yet on the other candidates? Is a liberal going to win, or is a conservative going to win?
Well, that's going to be determined by voter turnout, and the polls right now don't say that because, frankly, it's too far out to know. The major contenders are Bill Simon, who was the Republican nominee from last year, Congressman Daryl Issa, who had the vision to help get the recall on the ballot, and Senator Tom McClintock. And each of those three have a message, and they all agree on at least one thing. And that is that Gray Davis should be removed from office.
Now, I hope he just... Now, look, Davis is bad news. I can't stand him. He's horrible. He's a model globalist. But how do you ensure that he just doesn't become a sacrificial lamb and everybody goes, oh, good, we did something, but still all the big government controls continue?
Well, this is a Democrat-controlled state. 44% of the state is registered Democrat, 35% is registered Republican. The likelihood of Democrats normally being in charge is, I've got to say, that's the standard here in California. But if there was an opportunity to make the case that Democrats have failed in this state, it would be in this election because this governor is so bad. And
all
yet,
right,
I tell you,
Howard Kaloogian, the chairman and head of the Recall Davis move. God bless you. Take care. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.